Episode 156, BulaNetwork.com. Business stress. Oh, yeah, we all experience it. But, you know, if business were easy, everybody would do it. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio, kids. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at BulaNetwork.com. We are about helping you build a more successful business. Three things that we focus on: getting new customers, helping you serve customers better, and helping you not go crazy in the process. A lot of business owners are going crazy, and I'm sad to report that number one and number two, getting more customers and serving customers better, it does not solve every business problem. Yeah, there are some problems. There are some business stresses that cannot be addressed by either one of those. And people tend to think that, well, more revenue, more sales, and that'll overcome everything. No, it won't. Well, but happy customers, if our customers are happy, that pretty much solves everything, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. There are a number of things that I have experienced in my career that are not addressed by either one of those things. Of course, having spent so much time in the retail industry, I can tell you products and inventory, those can't be addressed by having more customers, more sales, or having happy customers. You know, there can be manufacturing problems. I was in the consumer electronics business for a number of decades, and way back when stereo VCRs first came out. Yeah, boy, am I dating myself. There was a particular manufacturer that had a unit that had some features that nobody else had, and it was a high-end manufacturer. Well, the videotape would go through the machine, and the VHS tapes, they really, unbeknownst to probably most people, they really wound the tape in kind of a convoluted manner throughout the machine. And they had things called pinch rollers. Now, anybody who's dealt in open reel tape, you've got these little kind of rubber rollers that guide the tape. Well, they had a manufacturing defect, and those little rollers would crinkle tape. These things would eat tapes. The failure rate, my failure rate was 100%. I mean, we had pallets of these things, and these were not cheap. These were, as I recall, these were like $800 units. So we're not talking inexpensive. Of course, back in the day, you know, even the basic units were $300-$400, but these were $800-$900 units. Every single one of them. What are you going to do about that? You know, I mean, more customers, that's not going to solve that problem. Yeah, you can make people happy, but you're going to make people happy because you got to take it back. And of course, we didn't know it initially. We just thought, well, okay, we've got a bad run, and so we're exchanging these things. Well, guess what? Yeah. The unit that you exchanged, it came back too. And business stress, man, a lot of business stress. Availability can be a problem if you're dealing in products. I mean, if you can't get it, no way that you can sell more customers. No way that you can make people happy who are clamoring, wanting it because, well, I'm sorry, we don't have it. Cost can be a problem. costs can go up. And that results in driving your profit margins down. Well, that can turn into one of those situations where the more you sell, the more money you're losing. Distribution, that can be a problem. It can be where, well, everybody and their dog's got it. And, of course, that results in lower profit margin. So a lot of problems around products and inventory that don't have anything to do with getting more customers and making those customers happy. But there can be legal problems. I've had various legal issues because anybody in business, you're going to. Leases. You've seen a restaurant or maybe a favorite store. Business is good, but you see a sign that says we've lost our lease. And some of those things are beyond your control. Some of those things, it's not a matter of negotiation. It could be a matter of a landlord who says, you know, I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm no longer going to lease this space to stores or retail or restaurants or whatever. Or we're going to sell the property. And it's a price that the purveyor of the operation can't afford to be the buyer. Yeah, it happens. It happens. I've involved myself in lease negotiations that went in excess of 2 years in advance. You know, if you know that it's going to be a hard negotiation, you're crazy to wait until you get to the 11th hour when your lease is up. These are not fun things, kids. But you know, if business were easy, everybody would do it. Now, I'm not trying to scare you off. I'm just trying to explain that the three things that I really focus on, helping my clients get new customers, helping my clients serve those customers better, and helping my clients not go crazy in the process, it's all great and wonderful, but it does not address every single thing. And an awful lot of people tend to think that increased sales, well, that overcomes everything. No, it doesn't. Well, happy customers, a really rock solid customer base, surely that can overcome everything. No. I've had legal issues over HR kind of things, employment kind of things. I've actually had, this isn't common, but you know, when you spend 35 plus years in an industry, you're going to encounter an awful lot of kind of things that are some that just seem really bizarre and off the wall. An employee, been around for a good while, turns in a resignation, 2 weeks notice. Okay. Everybody says their goodbyes. She leaves. Next thing you know, I get a little notice from, the EEOC, that's the equal opportunity. What does EEOC stand for? I don't know. I've known that moniker for a long time. But anyway, they're the folks that if you feel like you were wrongfully terminated and you file your little grievance with the state of Texas and you get called down and there's this, well, this was a mediation. Well, I was flabbergasted. And of course you answer these things in writing before they get to a real face-to-face meeting. Had a letter, I don't know if it was handwritten. I'm thinking it was handwritten, but did have a signed letter of resignation. And I was flabbergasted. Turned in the paperwork. It went to mediation. It actually went to mediation where, you know, this ex-employee was in one room and I'm in another room. Had my right-hand guy with me. And of course, he's just incensed that, you know, I can't believe we're having to completely blow a morning, maybe a whole day doing this. I'm like, well, it's welcome to the world. These things happen. If business were easy, everybody would do it. Yeah, we won, but, you know, you still had to go through the aggravation and you still had the stress, and that's kind of the point. There are business stresses that sales, revenue, profit margin, happy customers won't solve. and people that are inexperienced in business or people that have less experience in business are just somewhat flabbergasted because they think a lot. In fact, a lot of people, I know experienced business guys who just, they think like this: I'm going to sell my way out of a problem. Okay. I've just given you a smattering. We've just touched the tip of the iceberg. How are you going to sell your way out of those problems? Any of the problems that I've just described, how are you going to sell your way out of it? How are additional customers going to help with that? Well, they're not. You just kind of have to go through some of those aggravations. But, boy, there are an awful lot of things that getting new customers and making sure your customers are happy, they do solve. So let's talk about those. If business were easy, everybody would do it. And it's not easy to get new customers. And it's not easy to make customers happy. But I'm encountering way too many customers who are not focused on that second one, but they're so focused on the first one. And if they would get focused on the second one, they could better execute the first one. Customer service. If I am kind of a rabid, fanatical person about anything, it's this: customer service. Because so many people get it wrong. And in my estimation, it is one of the single easiest things to fix. But the difficulty of it is you got to make up your mind. And that, boy, that seems to be hard. If a company has not made up their mind that they're going to have happy customers, that they're going to do what they must to ensure customer happiness, it can't be done. It's just impossible. You can't build a culture. You can't craft an organization. You can't architect systems and processes that will take care of it unless you are fully committed that you're going to make customers happy. And it's mind-boggling to me how many people just don't make their mind up that that's going to be a priority. Oh, they talk it. They put it in their ads. They put it in all of their email correspondence, and it gets all the hoopla. It gets all the lip service. But when it comes crunch time, they don't mean it. They don't mean it. Because all they're focused on is, number one, get new customers. Get new customers. I'd love to know how many consultants are out there who have gone into businesses that were troubled and vexed and said, give me your dead file. Give me a database. Do you have a database of customers who once did business with you but now don't? This is a high number, folks. I'm going to guess that this is a high number. You go in, give me this database. I want a list of everybody that your customers, and I want to look at it, and I want to analyze the customers that you once had, but now you don't. And I'm going to start contacting them. And I'm going to find out, you know, what did we do wrong? What can we do better? What will it take for us to get your business back? What would it take for us to give you a second chance? I get called in some years ago basically trying to do a turnaround. But, you know, kind of getting my toe in the water. And the owner has tasked me with customer recovery. Complaint. I'm getting way too many complaints. Can you find out what's going on here? Sure. What can I do to make them happy? Whatever it takes. Bingo. Now we're talking. Whatever it takes. Excellent. So I'm contacting. Now, these are letters. These are written letters of complaint. This is not good. I mean, for every written letter of complaint that you get, how many people do you suppose just walked away and never said a word to you? Oh, they're telling all their friends. I mean, you realize the commitment it takes to sit down, and we're talking, I mean, let me detail for you how I feel about you. Let me detail for you how my situation went with your business. Those kinds of letters. I'm not talking about just some little hateful one sentence, I'm out of here, see ya. No, going to lengthy explanation, detailing the dates and the times and the people that they had tried to get to help them, and they are at their wit's end. And they were all like that. So I start contacting these people, apologizing profusely, guaranteeing them that I am going to make them happy. And I did. Made every single one of them happy. I couldn't tell you how many dozens of roses I sent to women, how many high-dollar Italian restaurant gift certificates I gave away. Crazy expense? No, the right thing to do. Very worthwhile. Oh, and by the way, did take care of their problem. I wasn't just trying to patronize people with gifts. Gave them the gifts and took care of their problem. And as I sat down with the owner, and thankfully he was more easily convinced than most, how many of these people are going to tell everybody they know that this particular business, you're not going to believe what they did? I sent them a letter. I got a phone call. Next thing you know, I got a guy showing up at the door with a dozen roses. And we got $100, you know, gift certificate to this, you know, fancy Italian restaurant. Everybody they know, they're going to tell everybody they know. This is the great thing about customer problems. No, you don't want them, and you shouldn't engineer them and architect them. But if you commit that you will do a stellar job of recovery, problem customers who you have recovered will be your number one sales team. They will tell everybody they know, I had a problem, and you're not going to believe what they did. We love those stories. Man, those are the kind of companies we want to do business with. You know, because it's easy to go in and buy something and everything goes swimmingly. It all goes as planned. Great. Great. Well, are you going to go tell everybody? Man, you're not going to believe it. I drove through the Burger King. You're not going to believe it. They got my order right. Isn't that great? No, you're not going to believe it. I went through Burger King and they completely messed up my order. I went in and I complained. The manager apologized profusely, gave me an order, and said, don't worry about it. It's on us. I'm telling everybody about that. I'm not telling anybody. I went through and they got my order right. Because I expected that. Business stress. Yeah, if business were easy, everybody would do it. And everybody doesn't do it. And not everybody can do it. Can you? I don't know what business you're in. I don't know what business you hope to be in. I don't know what your career is. But I can tell you that so much of success is determined by just what you make up your mind you're going to do. But not just that. Than doing it. I mean, you got to do it. Talk's cheap. You know, put your money where your mouth is. Let's see it in action. But sure, we've got to be prepared for problems. And there's just so many businesses out there that if they would get their eyes off of getting new customers, and if they would get their eyes off of the not going crazy part, because the thing that drives them crazy and the reason they're going crazy is they're doing a bad job. They're doing a bad job and they're spending no effort in recovery. You know, the company that continues to get complaint after complaint after complaint, and basically they just shrug and they just go, well, you know, that's life. Well, it's not going to be life for very long. Death is coming. Just go ahead and sit down and plan your business funeral because it's coming sooner or later. And the resulting stress that that brings, that in my estimation is just one of the most baffling things to me, is a business owner who is under so much stress from unhappy customers, but still will not make up his or her mind, I'm going to remedy this. I'm going to start making people happy. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm not nearly as fond of pain as these people seem to be. I just can't imagine living my life every day, dreading the phone to ring, waiting for the emails to drop, waiting for the mailman to come and deliver a stack of complaints to me, waiting for more notifications from the Better Business Bureau, waiting to look at the end of the day and see, well, how many refunds did we issue? It blows my mind in this day and age of all the resources that we have now that make communication and jumping on a problem so much easier and more efficient than it's ever been before. And yet still business owners shrug and, well, you know, it's just how it is. You know, we'll get to it when we get to it. You know, we're going to do our best to try to take care of you. Now, I'm the guy that sits across from an owner and says, no, you need to make up your mind. You're going to guarantee their happiness. And I can't tell you, well, I could, but I won't. The number of owners and the type of owners that just say, I can't do that. Which, by the way, is my cue to exit the door and go, well, good luck. I am not your cup of tea. You don't need me working with you. Because a business owner that will not commit to that, because here's what they do. And here's naturally where everybody goes. Well, what's this going to cost me? What's it going to cost me? Followed by my next question, which is, well, what's a customer worth? Now, the sad reality is too many times business owners don't know what a customer is worth. And too many times I'll get this kind of an answer. Well, it depends. Well, what does it depend on? Well, it depends on what they buy. Oh, so you're viewing a customer as a single transaction. Well, no. Well, how many times do they come to you? How many times do they visit? What is your average transaction? What is the lifetime value of a customer? Yeah, I get what they give the customers. I get the shrug. Don't know. Well, you're an idiot. You don't need to be in business. Let's hasten the day that you close your doors. And let somebody that has a clue, let them do it. Let them take your market. Let them take your business. And they will. Man, I hope they will. And it doesn't always work out. I mean, come on, who's kidding who? There are a lot of bad businesses that succeed anyway. I'm the guy who for decades has always, you know, wished upon wish and hope upon hope that these bad operators will just go out of business sooner than later. And I'm not wishing anybody lose income or revenue or a livelihood, but some people deserve to go out of business. In fact, a lot of people deserve to go out of business. No, customer happiness, it has a cost, but the cost that you're trying to calculate might not be the real cost. You know, you're thinking, well, okay, wait. You're going to send a dozen roses? Man alive, that's going to cost. Wait, $100 to, man, we can't afford to do that. Oh, wait a minute. You're going to take care of their product problem or whatever the problem might be. I mean, those are just going to be free gifts on top of what you're going to do for them. Well, man, what's all that going to cost? Well, it's going to cost whatever it's going to cost, but it's not a cost. It's an investment. I could go back and I bet you I could resurrect. I could find those. I'm not working for this outfit anymore, but I could go in and I could find those letters and those people that I had sent things to. And, I bet you I could go back if I could get into the database and track the sales. I bet you you would see sales from all of them. I bet you you could talk with them, and I bet you there's other sales that you could attribute to them directly because they told the story of how unhappy they were and how miserable, how mad they were. I mean, they were livid. But how terrific it was that leadership in this company was paying attention, and man, they took care of me, and boy, did they take care of me right. Now, let me finish the thought about the consultants that go in. It would be curious to me how many consultants go in and get a database of people that have not done business in a while, and they're able to grow that business, not with new customers necessarily, but with recovering old customers that have gone dormant because they didn't find the service, they didn't find the product, they didn't find the company terribly satisfying. Well, they certainly weren't happy. I've heard numerous stories of consultants who have been called in, and I've experienced it myself, who go in and you're trying to get sales increased. And you go in and you look at the dead database, people that once bought but now don't, and you start marketing to that group to address the reasons why they're no longer coming. And if you can fix that, man, there can be quick growth. Why don't people do that? I don't know. I don't know. Because if business were easy, everybody would do it. That's why. You know, so much of this, it boils down to a couple of things. It boils down to making up your mind, and it boils down to a little creativity. And what I've discovered in 4 decades of being in business, both are woefully lacking. So if I could leave you with anything, I would leave you with, make up your mind. Make up your mind that getting new customers is going to be a priority, but man, don't leave out number two. You are going to make customers happy. And if you'll do those two things, the third one, it's not always easy, but it's infinitely easier, and that is to just not go crazy in the process. Sure, you're going to encounter some product problems, maybe manufacturing problems. Yeah, maybe even a few HR or legal kind of problems. Just stuff that happens beyond your control. You can do everything right, and you can still have difficulties. You can't always sell your way out of them. But you do have to take care of sales for sure. You got to take care of profits. You got to take care of people. Got to take care of people. Here we are, dawning of a new week. I don't know about you, but man, last week was a struggle for me. I just could not get in a groove. No matter what I did, it just wasn't happening. I've had this cold for a while. Man, the flu is rampant. I don't know about where you're at, but boy, around here, it's everybody and their dog has got flu or bronchitis or both. So, hey, we're just trying to stay well. Hope you are. Hey, are you not inside the Yellow Studio? This past week, I just released, I think it was number 18. You might be interested in what I had to say. I do weekly videos. They're also audio. Only to people that are inside the Yellow Studio. If you're not in there, do that. Go to the website, Bula, B-U-L-A, network.com, upper right-hand corner. All you got to do is enter your email address. Easy greasy. Once a week, Sunday afternoons, about 5 o'clock Central Time, I send an email. It's a video done exclusively for people that are inside the Yellow Studio. I'd love to send it to you. And if you missed 18, and if you join today, I'll send you a link, and it'll have a page where all 18 episodes are listed, and you can go back and watch them and listen to them to your delight. and I hope you find them useful. I hope you are a subscriber to the podcast. If you're not, please do that. And while you're doing that, because I know it's a hassle over at iTunes, leave me a review. I'd love for you to leave me a review. We're trying to get the word out. Spread the word, because we are about helping clients get new customers, helping clients serve those customers better, and not going crazy in the process. And increasingly, these podcast episodes are growing increasingly more targeted in those areas. Yeah, I throw in some personal development, and sometimes I just riff on some stuff, but the goal and objective is to help you have a more successful business. So that's what we're all about. You can send me email feedback. There's all kinds of ways that you can reach me. You can figure it out. Just go to Bula, B-U-L-A, network.com. Bula, by the way, is a Fiji term that means life. In particular, it means life is good. It's analogous to aloha in Hawaiian. No, I'm not from Fiji. Never been to Fiji, but I fell in love with the term over 30 years ago. Just began to use it. So when I started the company, it made sense to use it in the company name. BulaNetwork.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. This is the Yellow Studio.